Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. You will undoubtedly remember the sex abuse scandal which rocked the Catholic Church in the United States several years ago, which was followed by another sex abuse scandal in Ireland. But right now, the news has spread that there is a scandal widening in Germany, which might end up with historical proportions. Why are these sex abuse scandals of minors happening, especially within the Catholic Church? Now, let me read to you, first of all, from an article by Der Spiegel Online, which was published on February 8, giving you a little bit of a background as to what's happening over there in Germany. It says, the Catholic Church in Germany has been shaken in recent days by revelations of a series of sexual abuse cases. Close to 100 priests and members of the laity have been suspected of abuse in recent years, and by now the number is climbing. It goes on to say, for decades, German bishops tried to look the other way when their pastors engage in sexual abuse, as well as to downplay the problem by characterizing it as isolated incidents. It goes on to say, the clerics are still a long way from any sort of true self-criticism or far-reaching analysis, because it would require them to examine the church's repressed sexual morality that it dictated from above. It would require an honest discussion about celibacy and its consequences. Celibacy, the idea that a priest got to stay single as long as he is going to be a priest in the Catholic Church. The article goes on to say, in a church that is having trouble attracting men to the priesthood, particularly as a result of the ban on marriage, the number of good candidates has become so small that too many inappropriate candidates get admitted. And then it says that the Vatican and the German bishops were unwilling, and I should add, are unwilling, to accept that the problem could lie in the system itself. It's not just talking about candidates. It's not just talking about priests doing these horrible things. It's talking about the very system of the Catholic Church dictating celibacy, amongst other things. This article goes on to say, the U.S. bishops, if you want to go back to what happened in the United States, concluded that there were credible accusations against around 5,000 priests involving the abuse of about 12,000 children. Turning to Ireland, it says that a series of sex scandals, which also shook Ireland, resulted in a commission concluding that about 35,000 children were beaten and abused in Catholic children's homes between 1914 and 2000. But you know, my friends, we know these things are still ongoing even as we speak. The article continues. Celibacy, which has only been a general requirement since 1139. Remember that. Only since 1139 has there been something like enforced celibacy within the Catholic Church. It says that has been seen as the main reason for the repressed accumulation of sexual urges, which sometimes erupts in brutal ways within the clergy. Now, the article in Deutsche Welle, which was published on February 15, had this to say. Revelations of pedophile priests have rocked the church in recent months after similar scandals as in Ireland, in the United States, in Australia, and now in Germany have been revealed. It says Christine Buckley, herself an abuse survivor, criticized that many of the accused Irish priests had left Ireland and gone to countries such as Australia and America, where they continued their abuse. You see, my friends, that's what the Catholic Church has been doing. Once they found out that they had a pedophile amongst their midst, rather than getting rid of this guy, they just transferred him to another place where he could continue his horrible crimes. BBC News wrote on February 16, the sexual abuse of minors by Catholic clergy has been reported from many countries, and dealing with these scandals has in fact been a worldwide problem for the Pope. The only problem is the Pope hasn't been dealing with the problems, let alone doing away with this horrible concept of enforced celibacy. Of all the Irish priests who have actually admitted having committed these terrible crimes, only four have tendered their resignations, and only one resignation has been accepted by the Pope. The Associated Press and USA Today wrote on February 18 that activists, troubled by what they contend is a pattern of Vatican denial of responsibility, were branding the talks as failure. These refers to talks the Pope had with about 20 or so Irish bishops recently in Rome. But of course nothing came out of these talks. Now let me ask you a question, my friends. Where does this whole problem of sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church really come from? The articles we have read already allude to the fact that it might very well be the enforced concept of celibacy. Now, a bishop in Germany recently said, oh no, it has to do with the sexual revolution which we encountered in the 60s and 70s. Everything what they can come up with to deny responsibility, to deny the fact that their own system is responsible for the sexual abuses, is going to be upheld. As I said, celibacy has not been a concept within the Catholic Church since 1100 and something. But here's an article from the Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics by James Hastings. And I'm taking this quote from volume 3, beginning on page 272. And it says, two influences contributed especially to the rise of sacerdotal celibacy, the kind of enforced celibacy. To the Gnostic, marriage and generation are from Satan. Marriage was pronounced to be corruption and fornication. To these, we must add the influence of the religion of Isis and the worship of Mithra, both of which were widespread throughout the Roman Empire. Isis, the moon goddess. Mithra, the Persian sun god. The one who was worshipped on Sunday. The one who was born on December 25. The one who died on a Friday. The one who was resurrected on Sunday. Isis, where the concept of Easter comes from. Do you see, my friends, how all these concepts were involved and were taken and absorbed by the Catholic Church? And celibacy is another one of those. It's not coming from the Bible at all. This goes on to say that Catholic Christians were not to be outdone by heretics and heathens in self-renunciation. The outcome was inevitable. The highest type of Christian was a celibate. Christian teachers praised virginity, and marriage came to be in their eyes only a secondary good for those who were unable to preserve continence or continence. Ultimately, superiority of virginity or celibacy to the marital state had become Catholic Church doctrine. Anathemas, in other words, being accursed from Christ, were pronounced on all who held to the contrary. This remains the law of the Roman Catholic Church. Some have even tried to justify this wrong concept of enforced celibacy by using some biblical ideas, but that's totally wrong. You see, when God created the man, he said it's not good for the man to be alone, and then he created the wife for the man as a suitable partner. Later on, we read in the book of Proverbs, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. In the New Testament, we read that marriage is honorable and undefiled. Some may feel that they should stay single, but it has to be based on personal, individual decision-making. It cannot be enforced. That's where the problem lies. And so we have so many people in the Roman Catholic Church who are priests and who are pedophiles or practicing homosexuals, or some even live in a state of fornication with another woman. You see, my friends, the Bible doesn't endorse that at all. But Jesus Christ says that we worship him in vain if we do away with the commandments of God to replace that with our own traditions. And that's what celibacy is. It's just a tradition. Enforced celibacy is a tradition created by man, actually adopted from pagan concepts, like the concept of worship of Isis and Mithras, and we are doing away with the commandment of God to be fruitful, to multiply, to marry, to live in a happy state of marriage. It amazes me, my friends, when I see Catholics who know these problems and still feel they should stay Catholic for the rest of their lives. But the Bible says if you realize a system is wrong, come out of here, my people, that you don't share in her sins and that you don't partake of the plagues. That's a decision we all have to make for ourselves individually. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch Program.